This is program number LW2719. Well, you know, we people come up with some great little gems. Hi, this is Larry West. Our libraries are filled with books that are themselves filled with great little cliches mankind has come up with. On the disgruntled side, ever heard of Murphy's Law? If something can go wrong, it will. How about Wyler's Law? It says nothing is impossible for the man who doesn't have to do it himself. I think he had a point. Still on the more negative side, there's Chisholm's Law. It says, any time things appear to be going better, you've overlooked something. Then there's Finagle's Law. It says, once a job is fouled up, anything done to improve it makes it worse. Then there's Crane's Law, which says, such thing as a free lunch. I guess you could say those are great little gems. It depends upon whether you're down in the mouth or not, right? Colonel Sanders says, though, don't be against things so much as for things. I like that little gem a whole lot better. All right, let's talk about the more positive side. Here's one. Success consists of getting up just one more time, then you fall. How about this one? Setbacks pave the way for comebacks. Or this one. If the world is cold, make it your business to build fires. I like this one. The best exercise for strengthening the heart is reaching down and lifting people up. That was a good one. Here's another one. Why not go out on a limb? Isn't that where the fruit is? Something to think about. Here's a little gem I like. It was penned by William Penn. Right is right, even if everyone is against it. And wrong is wrong, even if everyone is for it. You know, it's like I said, it's incredible how many little gems we people have come up with. But quite frankly, I'm persuaded that you can't get any better gems than those found, say, in the book of Proverbs. And that's exactly what they are, Proverbs. Listen to these little gems. It's better to dwell in a corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman. No comment. Here's another one. Whoever shuts his ears to the cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be heard. How about this one? A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. Here's a good one. The rich and the poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. You know, there are 21 chapters in that book called Proverbs filled with these little gems, all of them just as true, just as wise, just as challenging as any you'll ever find. Why? Well, because, you see, it's God who wrote them. And what he writes is always the best advice you'll ever find. For example, in that same book of Proverbs, God says, do not overwork to be rich because of your own understanding. Cease. For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle toward heaven. I guess we've paraphrased it a little differently. Easy come, easy go, right? But what God is saying is it's foolish to let your desire to be rich control your life. Later, he wrote almost a whole chapter giving wives some outstanding gems. Who can find a virtuous wife? He begins. Then it says, for her worth is far above rubies. He says, the heart of her husband safely trusts her. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Then he says, why? It's the last chapter in his book of Proverbs. Read it. You know, one of the best little gems that God wrote in that book that I've been telling you about today is this one. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. That's a good one. That's the best one of all. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Today, be wise and take a closer look at what God has to say. His gems are the greatest gems of all. And what he has to say puts direction in your life, purpose, gives you a reason to get up in the morning. I have a Bible study course, yours free. It's called, For God So Loved You. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.